Hello, we're here at the EasyFairs Packaging Innovation Exhibition in Islington, and I'm here with the first speaker at the Learn Shop on the second day, Friday, who I'll allow to introduce himself in a minute and hopefully give us an overview of what was an absolutely fascinating presentation.
Hello, I'm Andy Knowles from Jones Knowles Ritchie with the UK's leading packaging design agency. I was talking about silent seduction through the medium of design, and I showcased three examples, all of which have won effectiveness awards for changing consumer behaviour through the medium of design. A lot of the design in grocery is really about helping people to get what they want quickly and happily and confidently in the least amount of time possible, as opposed to kind of trying to barrage and berate them with messages. And what we've always found is that people in a grocery environment, they're shopping in a trance. It's almost like they're in a sleepwalk as they wander around the store. And if you design something that is bright and colourful and impactful from a distance, they notice it out the corner of the eye and they think, bread, do I need bread? I do need bread. And before you know it, it's in the trolley. But actually, if you've designed it well, it's the brand that you want to design. In our case, it was Hovis, which was a brand that went through a remarkable turnaround in fortune through a number of activities which were catalysed by a fundamental change in the way the packaging worked.
One of the other examples that you gave was the work that you'd done with Molton Brown. Could you just spend a minute and tell us a little bit about what you think was the most successful aspect of the work that you'd done there?
Molton Brown were like many startup businesses. When they were small, they were very focused on the product, and they certainly produce a remarkably good product with lovely creams and lovely scents and so on. Perhaps almost because they're heroing of the product, they forgot about their brand. And what we've helped Molton Brown do over the last decade is really to bring the brand more and more to the fore, to make it brand first, as we say, so that people actually recognise it. They recognise it from afar. They see it in other people's homes. They notice it in people's Christmas gift boxes under their trees. And it's a brand that suddenly has kind of grown on people without any advertising whatsoever.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much for your time.